With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has justified U.S. military strikes on boats suspected of smuggling drugs.
President Trump says the longtime U.S. strategy of interdicting such vessels has failed. Mr. Trump's comments come around the same time the U.S. Coast Guard announces a record year for cocaine seizures. But that milestone hasn't stopped the president from changing decades of U.S. counter-narcotics policy. Mr. Trump has launched a series of military strikes in the Pacific Ocean and Caribbean Sea.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Veterans of the drug war say U.S. resources would be better spent down the traditional approach of intercepting drug boats. Seven children were killed in a controversial airstrike against a rebel group in southern Colombia earlier this week.
The revelation comes as the administration of President Gustavo Petro steps up efforts to regain control of rural areas in Guaviare province. Ombudswoman Iris Marin said the miners who were killed in the strike against the FARC EMC rebel group had been forcibly recruited into the group and were used as human shields. Marin called on the Colombian government and rebel groups in the country to respect international humanitarian law. I'm Karen Chamas.
Disney and YouTube TV have come to an agreement.
Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. Disney content went dark on YouTube TV in the night of October 30th after the two sides failed to reach a new licensing deal. Bob Agner reporting.
New data from the RV Industry Association says 28 million Americans plan to travel by RV this holiday season. Thanksgiving, over 9 million plan on taking an RV. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says Americans are reading the Bible.
According to a poll conducted by the Barna Group, weekly Bible reading amongst adults has climbed to 42%, up 12 points from last year. The survey also reveals that young people are leading the surge. Nearly 50% of Generation Z and millennials are consulting the scriptures at least once a week now. However, the Barna poll also reveals that a portion of the folks reading the Bible regularly don't really accept its authority, but at least they're interested. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court in Ohio has ruled against the state's fourth largest school district in a case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the suburban Olentangy local school district cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns and punish them if they refuse. The group Parents Defending Education has argued the policy was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. This past week, top ministers in Ukraine have actually resigned as an energy corruption scandal is rocking the war-torn nation. We get more on the story from correspondent Samia Kulab.
But as we get more details, the question lingers, how far up did the corruption go? The anti-corruption agencies that came out with this investigation, Zelensky tried to defang them earlier this summer, which caused widespread protests. He had to walk back on that decision as a result. The feeling here in Ukraine is one of despair. One lawmaker said to me, it is incomprehensible that while Ukrainians were suffering from power outages, that up at the top, people were stealing money. The concern is also, how will this look to European and American partners at such a critical time in this nearly four-year war?
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.